Oh, good morning, Audio Boo. And Audio Matters. Adrian again in the park. And once again, we're blessed with a absolutely stunning morning. On this July morning, temperature's just about right. It's not hot, it's not cold. In fact, the temperature's like this all day long. It'd be just perfect. So what's happening today then? What are we on now? We're on Audio Mo 16, I think we're on now. So today's job, I'm off to the garage with my car. It needs a service. So I'm going to pick up the courtesy car. The last time I went down to have a car service, I had a disaster. It was in my blue MG, the first one I bought. And I bought it from a garage in Stourbridge, which from Selly Oak is about 10 or 12 miles. It took us about half an hour to drive, something like that. And two of these garages, some of the customer service is so bad. So you put your bucket in and you make a point of saying to them, "Now look, I live at least an hour away on public transport, so I need you to phone me up by at least 3 o'clock, so I've got enough time to sort myself out and come down on the bus and the train and whatnot, so you don't close." "Yes sir, we'll do that." So of course what happens, 3 o'clock comes and goes, no phone call. So I live till half past three, no phone call. So I live till 4 o'clock, no phone call. So I have to phone them, of course. "Oh yes, your car's ready, but it's filed its MOT. I said, "Well, it's got just under a month left on its previous MOT, I'll come and collect it." "Oh, okay then, yeah." So I've dashed across town, as you do. And I just made it for 5:45 before they close at 6. And I said to myself, "When were you planning on repairing this car then?" "Oh, well, it was too late on Friday, we're going to do it on Monday." "Oh, so didn't you think a phone call to me? Let me know what was going on, would have been nice." "Oh yeah, well, you know." So anyway, I had it MOT'd locally. And of course it passed. So I don't know what they were trying to do to rip me off. So really the motor traders, especially some of these garages, it's almost like they're on a different time zone to everybody else. I'm sure we've all had experiences of motor mechanics and car dealers. If I knew how to do it myself, I'd do it myself, but of course I can't, I'm not a motor mechanic. So that's my mini rant over for today. I'm on my way home and I'm going to drop my car off. So once again, thanks for listening and we'll catch you in the next boo.